Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Are you guys sick of that intro yet? Too bad, it's not going fucking anywhere. Today we're talking about how do our bones heal after breaking.
Ouch!
But first, let's talk a little bit about bones. We all have them. You're not special, and neither am I. Let me tell you a story about actually when I broke a bone. I've broken two bones, actually, so I'll tell you both of those stories now just to get us a little warmed up. Also to get my brain a little bit warmed up because, as usual, there's always a little something wrong in there. So, like, you know, I feel like, I swear to God, I come in here every week and I'm like, I'm really, like, kind of crazy this week. Like, I'm feeling a little bit, like, crazy this week. Like, something's, like, I'm just, like, I'm a mess this week. But it's becoming every week. Anyways, as I was going to say, let's warm up my brain a little bit. So, first time I broke a bone, I was playing around with gymnastics mats with one of my best friends in, like, third grade. We were just jumping around, like, doing random shit, like, literally not doing anything, actually, because third graders don't know how to do anything yet, because when you're that young, you just don't do anything yet. So, anyway, so you know how, like, with gymnastics mats, they fold up into usually three sections? So when it's laying flat, there's a crack in between the mat sections, right? So my toe, my pinky toe on my left foot got caught in between the mat and it bent some way that it wasn't supposed to and it broke. I remember my friend and I were just playing and there was actually a boy there too, but he was kind of standing in the back. He was just like watching us like play. Like he was our friend, but he wasn't really playing with us. And so he was like watching and I was like, I can't, I'm gonna cry right now and I can't cry in front of him and I can't cry in front of anybody. I need to run. So I ran and I hid in this big, because we were in like this big like playroom thing. I just went and hid and they actually couldn't find me. And I was sitting back there like cradling my toe and I was like, fuck, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Even in third grade, I still knew that I didn't have my emotions at a comfortable level. Like, I've always been like somebody, no one is gonna see me cry ever. I will not listen. If you've seen me cry before, yo ass special. Think about it. It's rare. I don't cry in front of people ever. So, yeah, long story short, broke my toe. And then I went home and showed my dad. He's like, it's not broken. And that's why it's fun. Like, dads are always like, no, you're fine. No, you're good. Oh no, it's just like, oh, you have a splinter. It's like, dad, my whole left side of my foot is fucking purple. Like, help. He was like, put ice on it. I'm like, he's right. Like, I mean, he is. Cause he, you know, my dad was always like, put ice on it. Put a wrap around it. Oh, you get a Band-Aid, whatever. Like, my dad was always, whenever I was injured or anything like that, he was always just like, yeah, now you're good. And he was right, but that's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, oh my God, are you okay? Oh my God, do you need your back rubbed? Oh, do you want a cast? Because you are so brave for what you've been through. But my dad was never having it. My mom, on the other hand, always thinks I'm dying. It's amazing. She gives me so much attention. Like I get a splinter and my mom's like freaking the fuck out. It's amazing. I love that attention. I love that energy. My dad, on the other hand, just tells me to go to the fucking freezer and get an ice pack. Anyway, so that was my toe story. You know, with my second bone-breaking story, I'm actually going to save that for the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. That one's a lot crazier, actually. Like, way crazier. That first one fucking sucked compared to the one I'm going to tell at the end of the episode, so whatever. Stick around if you care, and you should. But anyway, before we start getting into our guesses today, let's get into the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is callus. A callus is a thickened and hardened part of the skin or soft tissue. You know, like on your toes or someplace strange, like your head. Nobody has a callus on the head, unless you wear an uncomfortable helmet, perhaps. Anyway, callus.
That stupid genius. I cannot do his voice. I wish I could. Flula, you need to give me lessons on how to have a cool accent because I'm not doing much over here. Okay, callus. You know, when I think of the word callus, I don't think of bones at all. So that's weird. When I think of callus, I think about when I was about maybe in like sixth grade, seventh grade, my dad tried to teach me how to play guitar, but it didn't work out because I didn't have calluses and I didn't have the patience to get calluses. So long story short, I'm a pussy. Like, imagine, like, literally, I had, like, a child's guitar with, like, soft strings so that it wouldn't hurt my fingers. And I would literally play guitar for 5 minutes and I'd start crying because it hurt my fingers because I didn't have calluses. And I didn't have enough patience to make it happen. And that's why I'm not in a band today, because I actually love music and I love instruments, but I am such a fucking pussy and I cannot do anything like that. I hate instruments. I have no patience. You will never catch me playing an instrument except for the drums, because I do like playing the drums because it takes no callus. So I'm fine with it. Also, you can really not be good at it and you can still make something sound kind of good. So, because my dad one time, funny story, complete tangent here, but my dad has nothing to do with this podcast episode. I'm so sorry. It really doesn't, but at least I'm self-aware. My dad got a drum set when I was maybe in freshman year about, and we had a pretty small house, you know, I mean, like 2-bedroom, like, you know, not a very spacious, like, living room. Like, we already had our living room, you know, and had all the fucking furniture in there. You can't put up whatever. So my dad gets a drum set and he was like, yo, I hate to break it to you, but I'm putting this shit in your room. And I was like, yo, really? Like, my room? I have a tiny room. So basically, I had no floor space in my room. It was like desk on one wall, drum set in the middle of the room, my bed, my dresser. I maybe had like 6 inches of walking space in between all of my furnitures plus the drum set. But, you know, it ended up being a blessing in disguise, because then I ended up learning how to play it a little bit because it was fucking in my room. Oh my God. But my dad, my dad was like, is that cool with you? And I was like, yeah, I mean, if I would have said no, he would have done. I didn't do anything about it. And I was just being whiny about it behind his back. But then it ended up being great. So dad, thank you for putting the drum set in my room. It really helped me form into the woman I am today. Back to the podcast episode. Sorry about that. Calluses. Okay, well, the only time calluses ever come in handy are, for me anyways, during the summer when I'm walking around on rocks all the time and I get calluses on my feet and then it doesn't hurt anymore. And then I have built on slippers onto my feet and it's just dead skin that's all hard and shit. And that's what I know about that. Okay, so I've ranted too long and I think this podcast is already long as fuck and I haven't said shit. So like, let's just get into it. Let's get into guess number one. How do our bones heal after they break? Let's get into guest number one. Thank you and good night.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
So, all right, let's think about this here. A bone breaks. Okay, I mean, it makes sense that bones break. Nothing is perfect, and nothing is perfect, and also nobody is perfect. Keep this in mind. So, you know, okay, a bone breaks. Your body is immediately like, oh, fuck. This again, you know what I mean? Like, now we have to deal with this shit. This is going to take like 6 months. But let's get started now. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that this is what I'm guessing happens when your bone breaks, okay? So now your body is aware that there is a broken bone. So moving forward after your bone breaks, every time that you eat something that is white, your body takes that, sorts it out. So your body, like in your stomach, it separates white foods from all the other foods, and then it sends it to the broken bone through your bloodstream. And then it just tacks it on there. It just sticks it on there, right? Because bones are like a white ivory-ish color, okay? Food that's white would match. Your body's like, well, we have to do something, motherfuckers. So we're just going to take the closest thing that we can find and we're just going to start sticking it where the bone broke. So basically, it's taking food from your stomach that's the same color as bones to use as glue to stick the bones back together. Once the bones are stuck together again, everything is fine and your body just digests food normally again. Moral of the story is, all of you guys at home that are thinking that this guess is stupid, when the buzzer goes off and tells me that I'm right, I just want you to say that you're an asshole and you need to go back to biology. Let's hear it. Was I right? Oh, shit. I wanted to say that. Because, you know, when I was younger, the reason why I made that my first guess was because that's what I thought when I was younger. Which is weird. Like, why'd I think that? But, like, I genuinely did think that. I always thought it was like, well, that's what makes sense to me, I think. So, like, I really did think that when I was younger. So that's why I said it. And I didn't warn you guys. I just made you think that that was something that I think now. Because I don't think that now. I do not think that now. Like, that is so fucking 2005 of me. Like, I do not think that anymore. And when the buzzer went off and said that that answer was wrong, I didn't feel like it was an attack on my character. Like, I didn't take it personally, you know? So anyway, moving on to guess number two. So, guess number two. Okay, so when you break a bone, you get a cast. Why is that? Well, this is what I'm thinking. All right. You break a bone, you get a cast. Okay. Now, while you're wearing this cast, I have two directions I want to go with this. And I'm struggling because I have two guesses for this. Because I feel like casts are a huge part of this, right? Like, you know, there's a reason why your bones need to be kept close. Like, they can't be just flopping around everywhere. There's a reason they need to be kept contained. And I'm conflicted about whether it's because if your bones are pushed together tight enough, they just start getting sticky and then they stick to each other like nothing happened. Or that there's a chemical in the cast, like in the cast fabric, that soaks through your skin and then goes straight to your bone and molds it back together. Now, this is almost like guess 2A and guess 2B, because I can't decide what I want my guess 2 to be. I'm leaning more towards the fact that when you push the bones together, they get sticky and then they stick and stuff. And because when they're touching for so long, they just get sticky. Okay. So how'd I do? Fuck. You know, the problem about this episode is that so far is that I'm struggling because, like, I really fucking, like, I, like, scientifically, I don't have a lot of ways I could go with this. And I'm going to make my last guess scientific because my first two were really stupid. And this has to be stupid genius. So my last episode, fucking idiot. My last guess is going to have to be sciencey. But I really only had one sciencey guest in mind coming into this episode. So we saved the best for last. And let's see how I do. Guess number 3.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Guess number 3 is about to blow y'all's mind, all right? So here's what I'm thinking. Your bone breaks and your body's like, yo, okay, a bone is broken. We need to start regenerating bone cells or a building block of some sort that can build drones, cones, student loans. Shout out Ernest, yo. That's hilarious. Anyway, did I just call myself hilarious? I need therapy. Okay. Long story short, where was I? Sorry, I just started like spitting fucking bars right there and I just like forgot what I was talking about. Oh yeah, okay. So your body creates new cells. I mean, your body's creating new cells all the time, but it creates probably a surplus of extra cells that can build up the bone again. The reason why you wear a cast is because it's keeping it in the same spot so that your bone doesn't get fixed in the wrong angle, right? Because, like, you know, if you didn't have a cast and your arm and you broke your arm and your arm was constantly flopped over, your arm would heal flopped over because that's your body's healing it like that. You feel me? Thank you. So that's what I'm thinking. Cells, your body creates new cells and that makes the bone back to normal as close as it can get with the new cells from your body, and they meld it back together, held together again. Fun, but then it's usually a little lumpy. I know because I've broken bones before and things are never the same. Anyway, how was that?
Yeah!
Yes! Okay, I'm glad I saved this answer for last because I had a feeling it was right. But I didn't want to guess right on guess number 1. So I was like, I'm gonna fuck around a little bit. Then we about to get a little genius on everybody. But we gotta fuck around a little bit first. That's what life's all about. I want another Phil's right now. Phil's sounds so good. I have like, Phil's is my favorite coffee shop, by the way, in case you didn't know. And you're just like, the fuck is Phil? Who's Phil? My mouth is literally watering in the corners of my mouth because I'm like, I know that after this, I'm gonna go get coffee. think about it. Anyways, and then I'm going to go to SoulCycle, and then the rest is history. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, we didn't even have the answer get read to me yet. Why do I do this? Okay, let's actually hear the actual answer from Mr. Flula. Okay.
Here is your answer to how do our bones heal after breaking? In the first few days after a fracture, a blood clot is formed around the broken bone. This is called a callus. It's soft at first and then it gets harder and stronger over the following weeks. New bone forms in the weeks to months after a break, but full healing can take longer. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Whatever, we slayed that shit. I mean, you know, Flula always makes things sound a little bit better than I do. But that's because he has Google. Okay? And I'm sitting here by myself with no textbook, no Google, no Wikipedia, no WebMD. Okay? No sciencefactsforkids.com. None of that shit. I'm just doing this, pulling the shit out of my slightly fucked up brain. Okay, like I have to do that. So like, whatever. I want to talk about when I broke my bone now because I'm really conceited and I like want to talk about me all the time. Like that's all I care about these days. Tell me about it.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
So let me tell you about when I broke my bone as somebody older than a third grader because it was a lot different of an experience. We can enjoy this story together and wind down, okay? Let's just wind the fuck down. I need to take a deep breath. So basically, I was a cheerleader for many years. I will never let anyone forget it, and it comes up way too often. But that's because back in the day, it was my only personality trait, truly. I was not a high school cheerleader. I was not a middle school cheerleader. That wasn't what I did primarily. I did competitive cheer, which is very different, a lot more rigorous, more like gymnastics kind of dance combo where you perform in front of judges and they rate your performance. Kind of like a dance competition, basically, except for with cheerleading. You know, people getting thrown up in the air and shit. People doing backflips and shit. Whatever. You get the idea. So it was pretty intense. So I did competitive cheerleading for 5 years, but I did actually a few months of high school cheerleading before I got kicked off the team. Welcome to my life. So basically, I got kicked off the team, like, right before the end of the season because they were like, yo, you aren't showing up to practice enough because I was doing competitive cheer at the same time. So I couldn't come to every single cheer practice for high school cheer because I was busy with competitive cheer, and competitive cheer was definitely my number one priority. So I got in trouble, even though it didn't really make any sense because, in my opinion, like, that I got kicked off because I was like, okay, I get it, but I'm also practicing cheer while I'm not at practice. So what's your point? Okay, whatever. I'm going to get roasted by my ex-cheer coach. They will find me and they will kill me. So anyway, sorry. I don't even, whatever. But I got kicked off. And then a month later, they're like, yo, we have a performance that we're doing for like a middle school. Do you want to come perform? I was like, sure. Even though you kicked me off and now all of a sudden you come running back. It's like a fucking, it's like all the breakups in fucking rom-coms. You know what I mean? Like, don't call me a month later and say you miss me unless you're down for a good time, which apparently I was not in for a good time. Here's what happened. I do this performance. I learned the whole routine the night before. I show up, I perform, and basically, you know, because we last minute re-choreographed everything, someone was actually in the wrong spot. And so I tumbled into them. Like, I did a round off back handspring into a girl. She was fine, I think. But I broke my hand. It folded under itself and cracked, like, literally. So I broke on the left side of my hand. If you look at your own hand, look right below your knuckle at that bone in your hand, it's like a, it's like goes all the way down. Do you feel what I'm saying here, everybody? It's like, it's kind of like almost like your finger continues down into the palm of your hand. That's what I broke. I broke that in half. Mind you, I broke this part of my hand 20 seconds into my cheer routine. I still had 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. I didn't realize that my hand was broken yet, so I continued to perform on my broken hand. I looked down a few times and was like, yo, this is not right. But I had so much adrenaline because I was performing that I didn't even realize that it was broken. I knew it hurt, but I was like, I'm just going to keep going. And so she did. So I finished the performance. I tumbled on it multiple times, did multiple stunts on it. I was a flyer, luckily, so I wasn't lifting anything, but I was full on tumbling on my hand, doing back handsprings on a broken hand. I don't know how the fuck I did it looking back. I love the story because it's one of those things where like, I don't even believe it happened. And no one else believes me either, but I mean, whatever, I get it. It doesn't seem like a real thing that would happen, but it was fucking insane. So I got off stage, looked down at my hand. That shit was wonky as fuck. So I was like, okay, I need to go to the doctor. But I was actually really hungry, so I ended up going out to sushi with my friend and my mom first. So I'm like sitting at the sushi restaurant. My hand is like bent in half, like swollen, like there's no tomorrow. And I'm just eating my cucumber roll, like whatever, we'll go later. And yes, it definitely hurt, but I had ice on it, so it was super numb. And I was like, honestly, I didn't know if it was broken yet or just sprained. I kind of knew it was broken, though. Things were a little loose in there. And like, it's not in areas it's supposed to be loose. So I was like, okay. Went to the doctor. They took a little thing on it, you know, a little x-ray on it. They're like, yep, it's broken. I got the weirdest shape cast I've ever seen. The cast was, it looked like a penis, to be quite frank here. If you put your, so put down your thumb, put down your like, okay, it was basically, the cast went around my pinky, my ring finger, and then it went around and connected to my wrist, and that was it. And it was so fuck, it was in the worst location. Having a cast on your hand like that, it gets so dirty because, you know, you're using your hands a lot, and like, luckily it wasn't on the hand I wiped my ass with. Oh shit, that would have been bad. Because I would have been like, all right, I could either wipe my ass with my other hand, or I could use the cast, but if I make a little mistake, we gotta kind of live with this poopy on my cast for the next 6 months. It was only like 4 weeks, but I like to exaggerate. Anyway, so yeah, thank God, whatever. Didn't get any shit on my cast. Probably did, but whatever. Showering was a whole ass bitch. Like, you know, putting a plastic bag around it, wrapping duct tape around my arm every time I take the duct tape off, you know, to make sure no water seeped into the bag. I would rip out all my arm hair. And that was upsetting for me. It was like free wax with duct tape. Love that. That was awful. Yeah, it was shitty. But then, you know, the bone healed, the cells regenerated. And at first it made a callus and made a blood clot and stuff. And then it regenerated itself, and it was, now it's pretty normal. My hand can bend a little bit more. Like if I make a fist on like my right hand, which is the hand that didn't get broken, versus my left hand. My left hand has a little bit of a difference. It's pretty small. It's not by much, but it kind of like folds. Like I can really fold that really far, whereas with this hand, I can't because there's that bone there, right? Where this like healed all fucking curvy and shit. Anyway, pretty small, but I like to brag about it because like I'm so bad. I am so badass. It's fucking unbelievable. Like, I literally broke a bone, didn't even cry, and ate sushi after. And now my hand, like, healed all bent. I am the coolest person I know. I'm so fucking cool. Ow! No, but I actually really do like to brag about shit like that. Like, not about bragging about it, but, like, I just like to be, like, I feel like I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot of things to say when it comes to like, oh, like people are never like, Emma is really, really tough. Okay, maybe, but some people might say that, but like nobody's like, okay, like nobody looks at me and is like, oh, if she stubbed her toes, she would be fine with it. I look a little bit sensitive. I feel like I look like me breaking a bone would like absolutely destroy my life. And it didn't. So I like to brag about that. Anyway, I'm getting spacey. Like I'm starting to like space out because I've just been talking about bones too much and it's starting to make me feel a little sick to my stomach. Just kidding. I don't get grossed out by human anatomy. Most of the time. When I found out that like the small intestine is like 72 fucking miles long or some shit, I did gag. And can you blame me? On that note, go live your day today. I'm going to wrap this shit up, all right? But, you know, go out today. Be careful. Don't break any bones. You know what? You'd be fine if you did. But you shouldn't, because the thing is, like, why put your body through that extra cell rejuvenation, if that makes sense? Why do that, you know, when you could just not? So avoid that. You know, don't just, like, avoid cracks in the sidewalk and all of that jazz. Maybe don't be a cheerleader, because you'll probably break some shit. Anyways, I hope you're having an amazing day, and I hope you continue to have an amazing day, and I hope that you have an amazing evening as well. Maybe go get dinner with your bae if you don't have one. Well, maybe tonight's the night you go find one. And on that note, I've said "and on that note" like 7 times because I just like saying it. It like rolls off the tongue for me. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind the scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Also, I do have merch for Stupid Genius. I will never forget to plug that shit. The website is shopemmachamberlain.com. It's on there. You can find it and you can cop it. You also can cop, if you just like me for some reason, don't know why you would, but if for some reason you do, I have other merch designs on there as well. Go check that out. Also, I did just come out with a new line that is for pizza. So I think that's pretty cool. But you should probably buy the Stupid Genius merch because that's way cooler. Just kidding. They're equally as cool. I just like insulted myself and like it actually hurt. Okay, I'm gonna leave you alone now. Peace and love. Bye.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.